This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne with Steve Inskeep. According to news reports, President Bush will announce today that he intends to ask Congress for another $80 billion for U.S. military operations in Iraq and Afghanistan this year. Joining me now is NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
What about the timing of this announcement? The president is going to submit his budget to Congress on February 7th. Wouldn't we have expected him to wait until after that?
Well, we're hearing about the new request now, but it is not officially being sent up to the Hill just yet, where members of Congress are waiting for the new budget to arrive early next month. This request won't, again, officially be made until after that. Still, there is some pressure from members of Congress to have this $80 billion figure known so they know what they're dealing with in terms of expenditures and the deficit as they begin to make overall spending decisions.
And what is known about how that $80 billion will be spent?
Well, no surprise that most of it is for the operation in Iraq as the U.S. military continues to deal with the Iraqi insurgency there. And as they continue what remains really a dangerous and difficult mission of trying to secure the country. It's the strength of the insurgency that has really driven costs up beyond what had been expected for this year. Original guesses before the new year were that this particular supplemental request would be smaller in the range of, say, $50 billion. Not now it's put at $80 billion. But there are some specific costs spelled out, too, including $1.5 billion to build a new U.S. embassy in Baghdad. And there's money, hundreds of millions of dollars, millions for the ongoing U.S. military role in Afghanistan, and money to help the still new Afghanistan government fight drug trafficking in their country.
And is it all for Iraq and Afghanistan?
Certainly mostly. Again, most of it for Iraq, but not all. There are some reports that this supplemental request will also include increased funding for tsunami relief and perhaps even some money to help out the new government in the Ukraine. So a few things like that sprinkled in there.
And Don, this new request is on top of $25 billion in emergency spending that's already been approved for this fiscal year.
Right. So you do the math, that brings it up to $105 billion. And the total for the war on terror so far is up approaching $300 billion, which just shatters what early administration projections were. Projections particularly for Iraq. You may recall some of the pre-Iraq war statements from administration officials that war, because of potential oil revenues, that Iraq would largely be able to finance its own reconstruction, which has not happened. Also, back in 2002, the president's top economic advisor then, Larry Lindsey, he's since left the administration shortly after making a candid statement that the cost of the war could be up to $200 billion. That was a figure that was largely dismissed by the administration at the time, but is proving to be accurate so far.
And what do these last billions that we're talking about here mean for the projections for the budget deficit?
They will increase it, obviously. Prior to this, the White House projected a deficit for the 05 fiscal year at just over $330 billion, though that did not include this particular figure. And there will be tough questions in Congress about the amount of this money, though it's not expected to meet real opposition.
Don, thanks very much. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.